This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Senate Republicans and Democrats gave a warm welcome to President Bush's nominee to head the Environmental Protection Agency today. Still, the confirmation hearing for Utah Governor Mike Leavitt for EPA Administrator was highly partisan. NPR's David Wellner reports next year's election battles loomed large in the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee as Democrats hammered the Bush administration's environmental record.
Even before the popular third-term Republican governor of Utah had a chance to speak, the Senate Environmental Panel's Republican chairman, James Inhofe, was anticipating attacks, not so much on Mike Leavitt, but rather on the president, who wants Leavitt to be Christy Whitman's successor at the EPA.
I'm confident that we'll hear the drumbeat of denunciations that begin with the day President Bush took office. The litany goes something like this: the air is dirtier, kids are suffering from asthma attacks and respiratory diseases, precious lakes, rivers, streams, and forests are more polluted, and big oil's campaign contributions are corrupting national environmental policy. None of this has a basis in fact.
And indeed, those attacks came. Vermont Independent James Jeffords, who bolted from the Republican Party 2 years ago, expressed wonder that Leavitt would even consider heading the EPA.
Governor, the record of the Environmental Protection Agency under the president is abysmal. We have watched the administration roll back environmental laws and regulations day after day, week after week, month after month. They have been dismantling our environmental laws and the protections that our citizens have come to expect, and I believe deserve, by the government.
Some Democrats on the committee are former fellow governors. Others are from the West, and they all had high praise for Leavitt. Oregon's Ron Wyden called him straightforward, decent, and bipartisan. Leavitt told Wyden that he and President Bush share the same objectives for the environment.
I made clear to him, and he made clear to me, that our mutual goal was cleaner air, purer water, better cared for land, and a healthy environment. And I agreed, Senator, to offer myself for this position with that in mind. It was his commitment that attracted me to this role.
Leavitt said he fully supported the president's controversial initiative known as Clear Skies, which would put caps on power plant emissions of mercury, nitrous oxide, and sulfur dioxide, but not carbon dioxide. Leavitt said he'd been influenced by his own experience of leading a commission to clean up brown haze over the Grand Canyon.
And we did so using a market trading device, with each state being able to come up with their own plan. And Senator, it's working. And it's not just working. We now have a plan on sulfur. We're moving to one on NOx. We've been able to work with one on diesel. And I feel some optimism that Clear Skies, in fact, can deploy that kind of tool, and that we, in fact, can achieve the level of air progress that the president envisions.
Leavitt is expected to be easily confirmed by the environmental panel next week, but committee member and New York Democrat Hillary Clinton says she'll block his nomination from the Senate floor until she gets answers and action on what she says looks like White House meddling in EPA reports on air quality after the September 11th attacks.
You have a tremendous opportunity should you be confirmed. I'm not lifting my hold yet, but should you be confirmed.
There was some optimism.
Yeah, I know. I could see you. But I hope to. I hope that that we get the answers and the actions that I think the people I represent deserve to have, so that I could consider doing that.
Leavitt said he would try to share as much information as possible with lawmakers if confirmed. But with the environment already an issue in next year's elections, he may find his nomination tied up in the full Senate, where Democratic presidential contenders Joe Lieberman and John Edwards also say they'll block his confirmation. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.